Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was going to do,
your program is the Overship of Zion, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing the divine hallelujah, rhema word from the Lord unto you, you, and you. I just want to take this opportunity, podium, the stage, to thank all of you, my loyal and faithful listeners, that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And I will tell you, God is going to bless you. I'm not just saying that to make you feel good or put a smile on your face, but I want you to know that that's God's words. God said that He blesses a cheerful giver. So may it be in your time or your talent, God is going to bless you. And God knows your name. God knows your address. God knows your city and state. He knows your zip code. Hallelujah. God knows your name. He knows your DNA. He knows your DOB. So God will not get it confused of getting His package to the designated recipient. So I just want to thank you. I take my hat off to you on this morning, the second day of our new month in May. Hallelujah. So I just want you to just come aboard. I want you to bring all your digital devices because we are living in a digital world. That's what we're living in. And so everything is pretty much digital. So I just want you to bring your laptop. Bring your tablets, bring your smartphone, your iPhone, and all your digital devices because we are in need of them. I have the chat room available for your listening and sitting pleasure. And once again, I want to welcome all of you, including my guests, hallelujah, my friends, my colleagues, my kingship family, my kingdom family, and all of you, I want to welcome you on this morning. And this is a live digital church service, not a church program, but this is a live church service, just like you would get in your automobile and drive to your designated place of worship. Each and every week, those of you that don't have a church home, I am welcoming you to this platform of the Old Ship of Zion. This is a church without walls. The Bible says that we are the church. Hallelujah. We are the city that sitteth upon a hill. So I just want you to know that you are important. You are valuable to God, number one. And to this program, not this program, but this church format, like I just stated, you are welcome, because without you, it wouldn't be any need for Overseer Ward to be here. But because of you, because God wants His word to go out throughout the ends and depths of the earth before He returned back to receive His bridegroom unto Himself. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to take that opportunity to thank you on this morning, and may God bless you. All right, now we're going to, I don't have much time this morning, but I want to just, I have to include this, because I want to send condolences out to each and every one of you over the world that has been devastated in the various tornadoes that has touched down in the Texas Panhandle, all the surrounding areas, and the flooding and all of that, and the lives that was lost and the property that was lost and damaged. And I just want to, you know, send condolences out to you, you and you, and just know that we're with you, we stand with you, we weep with you in your hour of bereavement. Those that has been tragically life taken through automobile accident on last evening, including a young child and the recipients of a car. I think it might have been in here in, what is that town? Oh, Oakland, I believe. I believe it was Oakland. So we want to send prayers out that way as well. We don't want to exclude no one, but we want to include everyone. So we're just sending our prayers and letting you know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, but you have prayer warriors that's praying around the world for you and with you, that God will bring about joy and restoration unto your heart and soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to go quickly to our opening prayer. I want to ask those of you that are listening live in my digital audience, and we're going to reverence God every time that we come across this podium, across this stage. We fail not to acknowledge the one that started it all. His identity, he is our Lord, our soon coming Messiah. He's Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. He is not in a manger. He's not in a grave, but he is up in his heavenly dominion, sitting not on the left, not in the back, but he's sitting in the front on the right-hand side of his Father right now, looking over all of his creation. May it be good or not so good, God has his eyes on the entire, hallelujah, world. God got this whole world in his hand. He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. I tell you, he's got the whole wide world in his hand. Hallelujah. So we're going to go right now in our opening prayer. I want to present to some and introduce to others Jesus Christ, our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Heavenly Father, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, but that you have line and wing, a mansion that's not built by mortal man. You are the craftsman, you are the creator. And God, hallelujah, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Hallelujah. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral faith of God say amen and amen. And we're talking about the faith believers. We're talking about the people of God and those that believe God and take God at his word. Hallelujah. All right. So now, without any further ado, we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. Our sermon on this morning, entitled Naomi's Storm Tossed Sea. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning, entitled Naomi Storm taught seed. And we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads this. It says, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 28 and 26. All right, we're going to read our second key scripture, and it reads this. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange things happen to you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Peter 4 and 12. We got to keep it moving. All right, this is our third key scripture, and it reads this. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That scripture is coming out of the law of Psalms 23 and 4. All right, our fourth key scripture reads this. It says, if God is for us, who can be against us? That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Romans 8 and 31. All right, our fifth key scripture reads this. Let all of those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 5 and 11. And our last and final key scripture for this morning reads this. The woman said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ruth 4 and 14. All right, we're talking about calamity. We're talking about trials. We're talking about tribulations. We're talking about bitterness. We're talking about being tested in our faith. We're talking about difficulty in our life. We're talking about grace that sustains you and us. We are talking about trusting in God's plan for our lives. We're also talking about adversity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And I'm reminded about a TV meteorologist. You know, he occasionally points on a map. And it says to the viewers, something like this. I'm afraid that things are going to get worse before they get better. And we know that such a forecast could very well have applied to Israel. When God sent Moses to free his people from slavery in Egypt, we know that the barometer of events was falling rapidly, and the dark, ominous sky of oppression would soon break forth in a churning, flashing storm of cruelty unleashed by Pharaoh. Moses had appealed to Pharaoh to let the Hebrew God into desert to worship God. But the king accused them of loafing on the job. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 5 and 1 and then 17. So he multiplied their workload. The situation went from bad to horrible. But Moses cried out in bitterness to the Lord for an explanation. He found it hard to believe that a glorious Exodus could be just around the corner. We know that the plans of God were not being frustrated. However, before conditions would get better for his children, God tested them by allowing their suffering to increase. We know that even when we are obedient to the Lord, the skies of adversity may not always clear immediately. We know that circumstances may get worse before they improve. But praise God, his grace will sustain you and I know. And the storm will pass. We're talking about Naomi's storm, tossing. Hallelujah. What storm are you encountering on this morning? Have you lost all your possessions in the tornado? Have you lost a loved one? Hallelujah, in the devastation. Have you lost, hallelujah, all your hope and your faith in God? Well, I come to encourage your heart on this. I want you to look to the hills which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I want you to know that whatever you lost, God is able, hallelujah, to replace all of your belongings. Now, however your pictures and whatnot might be irreplaceable, but we know that it's not nothing that God cannot handle, because there may be some people in your family circle might have pictures that you don't even know that they have in their possessions. They might have the very pictures that you have lost of your marriage license, your marriage certificate, hallelujah, your family portraits of loved ones that you love so dear. So I want you to look to the hills from which cometh your help, because we know that our help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, as I have just first stated. Hallelujah. Have your faith in God. I want you to have faith in God. And I want you to know that the sun will shine again. Hallelujah. Though your dark path may be today, we know that his love has planned your way and mine. So I want you to have faith in God. Have faith always, because it's always the darkest before the dawn. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that our most darkest hour is just before day. I want you to keep faith alive. Don't let the enemy steal your faith, your trust in Almighty God. Because just as God has blessed you to obtain those things that you have lost, God is big enough. He's mighty enough, powerful enough, an omnipotent God that can give you everything you lost and more. So you be encouraged in spite of your tears, in spite of your pain just wrecking through your heart, ravishing, hallelujah, through your mind and your spirit on today. I want you to be encouraged in spite of what you're going through. We're talking about Naomi Storm Tossie on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. You know, we don't understand the circumstances that surround you and I. It's easy to be shaken by life's alarm. We know that Peter's situation and his generation experienced the same thing. It's one and was simple. Do you think it's strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you? And that was one of our key scriptures on this morning, coming out of the law of 1 Peter 4:12. We know that the trials and the heartaches of life may sound like a call to evacuate, to run away, or to respond to life in ways that are disheartening and destructive. But we do well to listen more closely to our Lord. For we know that the trials may be nothing more than a reminder that our trust is to be in God. Not in people, not in places or things, but in Almighty God. We can trust him in those times when the alarm starts to sound. We can trust our loving Savior to protect from life alone. He's prepared a place of refuge safe within his mighty arms. We know that our life challenges are not designed to break you and I, but is to bend us, hallelujah, toward God. God is a jealous God. He don't want us to put our trust and faith in nothing but him. He wants us to trust him and love him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and all of our soul. God is a jealous God. You know, sometimes God allows calamities, heartaches to come into our lives, not to punish us, hallelujah, but to let us know that he has something even greater. You might say, Overseer Ward, that sounds crazy, that God will, you know, let some calamity happen to us, and you say that there is a blessing behind it all. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. That God will get the glory, he will get the honor out of life, hallelujah, catastrophe. So whatever you and I experience in this life, God will get the glory, God will get the honor, and God will get the praise. God will not be defeated. So it's all in God's plan. All in God's plan. You say, well, Overseer Warren, I lost my baby. I lost a family member. My heart cries with you on this morning. My heart grieves with you on this morning because of what you're encountering. But I'm here to encourage your heart. That's what I'm here. I'm not here to take sides because God is God. And he don't need me to speak up for him because God is big enough. He's mighty enough that he can take care of himself. But being a messenger of God, I am to minister the divine word of truth as I know it to be. And I know that God takes us through trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. To let us know that he is able to do the unthinkable. The far unseenable, the obtainable. God is able to do anything, but that is some stipulations. There is some stipulations because there is one thing that we know that God just cannot, shall not, will not do, and that is fail. We fail. We fall short of the glory and honor of God. But there is no failing in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I'm going to move on because I know that time is yet rapidly moving along. Now, I'm reminded of an 8-year-old lad. He was visiting his grandfather in the hospital, and he came with his own custom-made, hallelujah, get-well card. And it was a card about an 8.5 by 11, piece of stiff white paper folded in half. On the front, he had written, "Hope you feel better soon." And on the inside, in a large block of letters, was this message: "I will be with you wherever you go." We know that there was no scripture reference, so Jacob added these words: "God said that he wanted to be sure I didn't expect him to be at my side during my entire hospital stay." Hallelujah. And that added a note conveyed an intended and deeper truth that brought a smile to his grandfather's face, brought him comfort to his heart. Because we know that a hospital can be a lonely place. Hallelujah. In a world of unfamiliar faces. If it's your first time being in a hospital and you go through medical procedures of uncertain diagnosis, hallelujah, we know that it's just such a place. And it's a setting that Jesus, hallelujah, can quiet yours and mine and our anxieties and our anxious heart and give us assurance that he'll go with you and I and us down every hall, through every new door, into any unknown future. Yes, even through the valley and the shadow of death. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 23:4. I want to ask you on this morning, have you had an unexpected setback or loss? Do you feel like your future is unknown? Are you trusting Jesus as your Savior and your Lord? You can be sure of this. He will go with you and I and us wherever you go. You can believe it. God said that. Whenever I feel that Christ is near, all cares and sorrow flee. He is my strength, my hope, my life. He's all in all to me. So we know that there is no danger that can come near to the Christian, that God is not near. God is with you. He said, "I'm with you till the end of the earth." So that means God is not going anywhere. God is going to be there, come hell or high water. Hallelujah. Through life and through death. Hallelujah. God is going to be right there. In the good times and in the bad times, God will see you through. And we're talking about Naomi's storm-tossed sea. And we know that Naomi husband and their two sons. They left Israel and moved to Moab because of a famine in the law of Ruth 1 and 1. We know that one son married Ruth, the other married Orpah. Eventually, Naomi's husband and son died. So she decided to return to Israel. But she felt that her daughter-in-law would be better off staying in Moab. She tried to dissuade them from going with her by saying, "No, my daughters, for it grieves me very much for your sakes that the hands of the Lord has gone out against me." I want to ask you, was Naomi right in her thinking about God? Perhaps the family had displayed a lack of faith by moving to pagan Moab. But we know that God certainly was not against her. He proved this by wrongfully providing for her and Ruth after they returned to Israel. Hallelujah. You may be unemployed. You might have a terminal illness, have a disabled child, or have a loved one with Alzheimer's. I want you to know that God has not promised to keep you and I and us from such problems. But he has proven that he is always with us as Christians. But what he did through Jesus, nothing, not even death, can separate you and I from his love. The Lord is never against you and I and us. Not even when he chastens us, he is always for us. Our God is always there for you and I and us, receiving every prayer, delighting in our words of praise, responding with his care. The one who died to save you and I and us will never be against us. Hallelujah, Jesus, your holy name. We know that life is like that for the followers of Christ. We live in a dangerous world filled with unpredictable challenges, unseen pearls. Yet we have joy because we know, hallelujah, that someone who is strong enough to carry us through the churning waves. Life that threatens you and I and us to overwhelm us. The psalmist wrote, "Let all of those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you." That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 5 and 11. And I want to encourage you on this morning, in the face of life's greatest dangers and challenges, we can know a joy born out of our trust in God. His strength is more than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad I've learned to trust you, precious Jesus, Savior and friend. And I know that thou art with me and I us. Hallelujah. And will be with us until the end. Our faith is stretched by exchanging our weaknesses for God's strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that Naomi, she said that blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we find out that a wise person once told, says, never be quick to judge whether something is a blessing or a curse. And we're talking today about the story of Naomi. It reminds me this, that the name Naomi means my delight. But when bad things happen to her, Naomi wanted to change her name to match her circumstances. After her husband and son died, Naomi concluded, "The hands of the Lord has gone out against me." And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ruth 1 and 13. You see, when people greet her, she said, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me." Rather than judge her circumstances, in light of her identity as a follower of the one of true God who had proclaimed unfailing love for his people, Naomi did what most of us tend to do. She judged God in light of her circumstances. and she judged wrongfully. The hand of the Lord had not gone out against. In fact, Naomi had a God-given treasure she had not yet discovered. Although Naomi lost her husband and her two sons, she was given something totally unexpected, a devoted daughter-in-law and a grandchild who would be in the lineage of the Messiah. So I want to encourage you on today, as Naomi's life shows us, sometimes the worst things that happen to us can open the door for the best that God has to give us. We know that our loving Father, He helped me and you and I and us. And we are to pray and ask God to help us not to judge, but to love God, hallelujah, for the things that He's already provided in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So on the basis of whether today brings good news or bad, help me and us to remember that you desire to use minds and our circumstances to make me, you, and us more like Jesus. Amen. We know that God's purpose for today's event may not be seen until tomorrow. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. If you have any prayer petitions, you can send your correspondence to Hallelujah, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, in care of Overseer Janice Ford. And you can also email us at www.janicealaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicefordministries.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and LinkedIn. So until we meet again across these airways and skies, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If you have any testimonies, you have any prayer petitions that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're certainly, hallelujah, prompt to call in at this time. The number on your bulletin is 646-200-3074. Those numbers, again, are 646-200-3074. If you have any miracle that God has performed in your life, you would like to share with the world, hallelujah, you are welcome to call in to the studio dial-up prayer request line. And if there be not any prayer requests at this time, we're going to take you into our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because He is people friendly. So now we're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
I don't recognize that command. Say a command.
Depression.
I'm sorry. I don't recognize that command. Say a command.
Broken.
I'm sorry you're having difficulties right now. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Reset.
It's never too late. You can start right where you are. Life can be You're so close, you're not that far. Oh, you don't have to stay the same, but you gotta wanna change. Just do your part. Oh. You can start right where you are. Ooh. All you gotta do is wait and wait and mind. No matter what's behind you, just to remind you that you can.
Oh, everybody needs a little cleaning sometimes. Yeah, I can introduce you to the best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go to a little spider. But if you let him, he will change your life. And I can hear you say that life's been rough. Oh yeah, you've been going through a whole lot of stuff. God specializes in the impossible. Just must have believed, yeah, grace is more than enough. Ooh, always about me.
Thank you.
And every hand held high, I wanna make you the star of my night. The one I wanted to see, the one I gave part of me. I want the whole world to see your light. Oh, make me transparent.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seems like it was over. But God, Isaac Kareem, tell them about it.
Every time I say that I'm all by myself. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. I just look up in the sky and that's where I find myself.
Somebody
needs to
hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
Hey, you think that everything's okay. Yeah.
There ain't nothing that you've done to be good. His mercy and his grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yeah. But I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in his name,
yep.
But God.
He made take the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Generation of the gospel nation. it. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. Don't tell me I'm running out. You changed my whole world. You did it right in front of my eyes. Oh, got me in a big tonight. Don't mind. Don't understand your wasted time. You need somebody for what you've done.
Yes. anything but that you're doing what you say out of your mouth.
Just like the master, it never goes too far, yeah. And before you know it, he's knocking at your heart.
Till you're back on the wall. So today, just realize it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I want to move the heart of God. Nothing else matters, it's my job. Hands lifted up, eyes to the sky. Words from my mouth echo my mind. Standing in awe, but never surprised. I wanna make you first for all time. It's not a thought, it's not a beat. It's not the noise from the crowd we see. It's not for show. Don't need no lights, but it's more about what's inside. What I've come to realize, it's a lifestyle. Oh, it's a lifestyle. Oh, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Oh, oh, oh. If I'm being honest, I would have to say that I ain't never seen.
I'm
Right now,
everything is going well.
Right now,
I got a story.